He has a lot to offer. So some of these things that he says casually and, you know, say that kind of sounds like a good idea, there's probably a reason it's coming out of his mouth with all the experience that he has. So I urge you, grab a pen, write down as much as you can, and go ahead and later tonight, you know, try to translate what you wrote, because there's going to be some things that if you miss them, you miss them. And this is an opportunity we don't get very often to have a $500,000 annual income earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Patrick Shaw. Give him a hand. Thank you.
Awesome. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, first and foremost, I just want to just comment on the leadership in Utah. And you guys know I've been here a few. I always like coming to Utah. I don't have really any team here, which is a crying shame. It's kind of crazy. Or at least that I necessarily know of, which is also bad. So if I am part of your team, you should let me know. But I really want to comment. I go to a lot of different markets, and there's all kind of different things going on. But Ryan and Kay Burns are just, I mean, you talk about servant leaders. Like, they bleed this business. They believe in people. You know, when the doors are closed and they talk about the organization and the people and the relationships, you're not going to find people that have better intentions for the people that they work with. And it just says a lot about them, and I appreciate you guys. So, always do a great job. And the hosts have been awesome. You guys put me in a room. I can move my family into that hotel room. I haven't been in a hotel room that's actually that big in a long time. And so I appreciate you. And Steve Crabtree bought my dinner last night. That was very nice. Thank you. So what I'm excited about today is not just going through these announcements, but as Ryan said, is giving you something super tangible that you can take to build a large organization. Now, I'm going to talk about some of these from a perspective of you and how you can generate some immediate income, okay? But what I want you to understand is building a large organization is about you doing what I'm trying to do today and taking it to your people, you know, and I'd rather have three people on my team go to Jamaica than me go to Jamaica. You know what I mean? Like, if you can take this and say, okay, how do I rally the troops? How do I grab somebody, look them in the eye and say, let's do this together? There are three phases to building a huge organization. And the first is creating momentum. That's the first phase. Is create momentum. Get some excitement, engage some people, do some recruiting, right? Create some momentum in your organization. And then the second phase is sustaining it. Now, these are different, right? Sustaining is more, can we turn the mic down just a tiny bit? Sustaining it is about creating culture. It's relationships. It's trust. There are going to be challenges in this business. There's times that somebody is going to think they're going to get an incentive, and they're not going to get the incentive because their retention wasn't high enough, and quitting. You know, this is a reality. Like, there are challenges. I'm not going to sit here. I mean, we talk about all the great things in legalship. I don't care what the business is, there are challenges. I had a guy on my team that quit about 2 years ago for the third time in 15 years. And he went to work in corporate America, and he was just fed up with the politics and the struggles and the frustrations in building legal shield. He was done. That was it. And he went into corporate America for about a year, and he's back again. Right? Because I don't care what you do in life. There are struggles and challenges. It just doesn't matter what it is. Is everybody following me? So the sustain part is so much of it is about, does your team believe in you? Are they in an environment and a culture? You know, and I always remembered that about my business. I've never gotten mad at my money. I've known people in legal shield. I had a buddy of mine who's back again 15 years after he left. He was making $40,000 a month. I sat at a convention with him, and he was so mad at the company, he quit at 40 grand a month. And he came back broke 15 years later, a dozen different companies, different jobs. You guys with me? Don't get mad at your money. And remember, this is your business. It's still your business. So anyway, getting off track, as I tend to do. Sustain is about relationships. It's different than momentum. I can sell hype and cash and money, and I can create momentum. Then you got to sustain it, and then you have to advance it, and that's different. You can't run a sprint all the time, right? Some people need to remember that. Like, you can't run a sprint 100% of the time. There's a great book called The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Lehrer. And it's one of the best books about managing your energy, which is organization and different things. One of the best books I've ever read in my life, and it's probably a decade old now, but it is a fantastic book. And it's a lot of psychology about managing and renewing yourself. And it's that we're better at sprints than we are at marathons as human beings. Like working in a 90-day right sprint, or, you know, how we use our energy during the day. So you can't always be in a sprint. So you create momentum, you sustain it, and then you advance it. You've got this team of people that believe in you. You're creating an environment. You're working together. You know, maybe you've been, you know, just on a steady pace for a little bit. Now, how do you take the business to the next level? These are different phases. What I'm going to tell you today is never in my 20, and I don't use never much, never in my 20 years have I seen a window where we can create more momentum faster than what you're going to see today. Now, you got to sustain it, and you need to be thinking about this as you're building the business. Like, how do I make sure there's retention? That's one of the dangers, as an example. And we've been talking, Ryan and I and Kate have been talking about that a little bit this week, is sometimes there's some dangers in creating momentum in certain ways that then you got to turn around when it comes to sustaining. So these are different phases, but never in my 20 years have I seen a window. If you want to explode your recruiting, man, there's a window right now of creating massive momentum. And then we're going to talk about the legacy piece, which that's more about sustaining and advancing. Okay? Just to frame all of this, I want you to kind of just, you know, make a note on your piece of paper or think about it as we go through it. There's momentum, sustaining, and advancing. So building your dream in 2018, more cash now. And this is the big more cash now, legacy business. Okay. Raising the bar, creating a legacy for yourself and your family. And I love that they're doing this because it is the greatest benefit of Legal Shield is that you can really create a legacy. Six figures here is not six figures in a job. Because if you lose that job, what do they keep paying you? If you quit Legal Shield mad, I mean, that dude that left $40,000, the crazy thing to me is he could have quit. Just like he quit that day. He could have quit, shut his mouth, and walked away, right? If he hadn't have tried to recruit his team into another company, they'd have kept paying him his residual. And he could have gone off for a decade and tried 100 different things and kept getting paid. You guys with me? It's actually hard. Like, they need, I mean, I don't want to get into, right? But in order for you to lose this book of business, like, you have to have an affidavit signed against you, right? I mean, you really have to do some dumb stuff. Otherwise, you can just, right, go and then come back. Go and come back. And just have this residual thing rolling. It's crazy, right? And 100 grand here, it'll keep paying. So anyway. It's a legacy business, and I'm excited to see the company with a keen focus on it. So, in everything that we do, you've got to think about the high quality, the quality of the recruiting, the quality of the membership sales. And there's almost a dichotomy. When we talk about, I mean, there's almost a paradox that exists, a yin and a yang here. They are throwing tons of cash. And so you got to be smart about how you present all this cash, because there's so much cash that, you know, people can get involved in funny business, right? But you're trying to build this legacy, and that's built on retention, right? Everybody following me? So these are some of the numbers. And here's what, you know, I'll give Jeff Bell an enormous amount of credit. He is a data-driven guy. He is trying to figure out, and some of us have, you know, me included, I'm like, man, are we changing the bonus again? right? And they have been playing with these incentives for an entire year. Can you agree? Has anybody been confused about what incentive goes to who, when, and where? Well, there's the method to the madness. He is just trying to figure out which one of these work. If you line up a bunch of leaders, they'll all tell you, you should try this, this, and this. They got 20 different ideas. Jeff is just trying to figure out which one actually created the biggest result. And so these are some of the numbers, you know, the associate commission trends from January all the way through October 21st, January 19th through October 21st. This is the associate commission trend, okay? In the top-hand corner is the production trend and the active membership base. And all along, they're testing little different things. Since 2014, cash incentives have increased from $8 million to $15 million and will continue to increase in 2018. Now, a friend of Jeff Bell's is a guy named John Addison. John Addison is at Primerica, or was for a very long time. And there is a mixture of money paid out, gross monies paid out to the field. Part of it is in commissions, and part of it is in incentives. Now, some of you know, and probably don't mind that much, if you're like me, you see that there's been a price increase. Now, they've added some additional value for the member, but frankly, we haven't ever had a price. I've been in Legal Shield 20 years, and we've never had just a straight-up price increase. And this isn't a straight-up price increase because they're creating more value to the member, but they're not paying more in commissions. You notice our comp plan is the same. Well, we got the same money when we sold the $19.95 membership, and now they bumped it to $24.95, and you're getting the same commission money, okay? And some of you, this may dawn on you later, and somebody may go, oh, that's not right. Why are they doing that? It was very intentional. John Addison at Primerica, their incentives, do you remember the number? I think it was about 40%. Don't quote me on that one. But incentives, so their total cash to the field, a chunk of it was in incentive money. Trips, bonuses, level up qualification money, $10,000 executive director bonuses, a chunk of it. Ours represented more like 20% or something. Hopefully we'll see the numbers in here. I can't remember them exactly. I'm paraphrasing very generally here. But it was half of what Primerica's was. And Addison's like, look, you need to create some incentives. Because what incentives do is you can target them very specifically at the most active people in the business. The people that are in a create momentum phase, not in a sustaining phase, but a create momentum phase, and then advance the business phase. If you can put money at the right time to those people, then all of us create a bigger business. Like, I'm trying to create a residual book of business, right? Well, my residual book is based on how can we create momentum, how can we advance momentum. So even though I may not be getting some of this incentive money at different times directly, I ultimately get it because I have a bigger book of business. Is everybody following me here? So I'm excited about what they've decided to do with it. And there were lots of conversations, but just taking all this data and going, okay, where are we trying to put this money? So that increase, while you don't see it in commissions, you're seeing it, you're going to see it right now very directly in incentives. There is no way they can afford to pay the incentives that they've tested on a permanent basis. The money had to come from somewhere. So they took it. And I want everybody to understand that. Are there any, I mean, I'm, you know, it's a lot of people, but if you ask quick, I can answer quick. Any questions on that? Does that make sense? Okay. So we're creating more leaders pursuing their dreams. Senior directors had an increase of 20% in senior directors, and executive directors an increase of 43%. These are really two important positions. There are lots of people that want to make money, and they'll go out and make some money, but these are qualifying positions. These are the positions where you have to transition yourself from director to say, you know what, I'm going to stretch myself. I got to go qualify. I've got to experience some pressure. There's a number that I have to hit. Right? And we have seen big jumps in these two categories. Paying more cash now, level up qualify, manager, and ED money. The total amount to date of ED bonus payouts is $575,000. That's paid. That's not people that ran for it or thought they were going to get it and some missed maybe because of retention. That's why this whole conversation about legacy and retention is here. But they paid out $575,000 in non-chargebackable bonuses. Now, right? And I know there's new people, and I may lose you in some of this, but when we market a membership, it's a one-year advance. So if somebody cancels after 6 months, then that's going to come out of your future commissions. This money, there's no, it's like it's cash, and there's no chargeback on it, right? So, you know, even though we get our residual on memberships and we don't get a residual on this, this is cash right now. Total bonuses date in 2017 paid out level up bonuses was $5 million. Right? Level up bonuses, that 160, that 360. Like right now, I'm going to show you, your new person gets the manager, they get 360, they get $360 for getting the manager. That's just cash. You add all that level up money, it's $5 million. Total level up bonus payouts to manager levels this year alone were $375,000. And you may say, well, I'm not getting that money. Yes, you are. Listen, it may go in somebody else's bank account, but if you don't think that memberships had to get market and recruiting had to get done that happened in your organization, that's what you should be getting excited about. Because how many people are manager or above already? Right. Well, you're not going to see that money, but you will. Does that make sense? Okay. To permanently fund the machine, we needed to generate another $5 million. They're guessing about $20 million. I shouldn't say guessing is probably not the right word, but they're targeting, right? So $5 million, so $110 million in commissions, $20 million in cash bonuses, right? With an all-new level of Legal Shield and ID Shield plans, they're committing $4 million to recruiting PC in the ED factory. That's what that increase. They're taking $4 million of that and committing it. They'll also commit bigger incentives for opening new groups and $1 million towards that. So they're taking $5 million of that increase. That's an additional $5 million in cash now on the top $110 million in commissions and $15 million in incentives. So that puts us at about, what is that? So maybe my numbers were off. So maybe it was we were at about 7%. We're trying to move to about 15% incentives. Again, that's guessing right there. So the way this happens is this recruiting factory, all right? So the ED factory, and they're trying to move, incentivize people to move through these ranks. Now, we had something similar to this, and I won't go back into the history, but when I got started in Legal Shield, I went from 55,000 the first year, 125 the second, 225,000 in income the third year, right? The biggest problem that when I looked back, the biggest challenge when I look back at those days is that I would literally go to national events. I would meet executive directors on my team. At one event, we had almost 30 executive directors break from one convention to another, and I hadn't met 20 of them. Like, I was meeting them for the first time. There was one particular individual I never forget. He had just hit ED, and he went and bought himself a brand new Land Rover, brand spanking new. I mean, it had to be a $70,000 car. And this guy broke $100,000 his second year in the business, and he was going out and buying an $80,000 car. That was a problem, right? That's a challenge. We had people making the kind of money, and they were getting ahead of themselves. And you know, and my prayer at the time was, man, we got to slow this down. I'll never pray for that again, right? But actually, at that time, I thought in my mind that was a real problem. But the best way to learn something is experience, right? And he learned it. But he's still in the business, built a tremendous business, but he had to learn that lesson, and there's no faster way to learn it than the experience he went through. Sometimes you can't educate people on that, but that was a problem. I think we're going to run into some of that again. And I won't think it's a problem this time. I'll appreciate it for what it is. But we had a comp plan that allowed some people to move into some income ranks that were ridiculous. And when you see, I mean, a person can go out and make a $10,000 bonus 3 months in a row at executive director, 10 grand, right? As long as they have the retention, 10 grand. It's only 50 memberships in a month, a whole team of people, 50 memberships. And there's organizations right now across the country that are breaking 3, 4, 5 executive directors in a month. And these people are looking at it, these 3, 4, I mean, Ben Notini just did it, 5 executive directors in a month. You know, these people are all sitting there going, oh, I want the $10,000 bonus. Can I maintain it 2 more months in a row? Can I write good business, right, to maintain it, to get my hands on some of that $500,000 plus that the company's going to pay out this year in level up bonuses? Right? And if this isn't clicking for you, understand it matters in your organization. The recruiting factory I'll get to in more detail. And then the PCQ factory. Performance Club Qualify. They're putting money into these three things. I'm going to break each one of them down. But in a sense, okay, this one and this one are about creating momentum. This is about sustaining. Everybody following me? We break it down, right? I don't need to break it down here. I think it's coming, right? I can break each one down individually? Okay. Well, we may be going back, but we'll see. I understand it all, but I'm not following the flow. The legal and ID shield plans. Okay, all new legal shield personal plan. So this is some of the value created in the new pricing, right? Dropping the 15-day hold on speeding tickets, adding the power of attorney to the plan, one price for all, $24.95. All new ID Shield plan, automatic monitoring upon enrollment, and ID Shield Vault for free, $24.95 for family, $9.95 for the individual plan. Any questions on that? No enrollment fee, by the way. There's no more $10 enrollment fee. You got the new mobile apps. Any questions on that? Yes. I do not understand it myself because you can't. There's like 10 different things we monitor. We don't gather enough information, so I'm unclear on it. Do either one of you ladies understand how they're doing automatic enrollment?
Yeah.
Would you mind? No, come up. Take a minute, and I want everybody to understand it. I think it's a value. Would you come explain it? Thank you. And I want to understand it. So that'd be awesome. Better than I understand.
So that automatic monitoring, before this, they had to go in, activate their monitoring, and put in their bank accounts, credit cards, loans. That started the monitoring and all that. Now, just with the application, they'll have their, whatever they have on their application, they can start monitoring right away. Is that what you understand as well? Right, just for the individual. They still have to go in, put in their spouse's information, their dependents, all of that. So, but just that main member, they can start the automatic monitoring ASAP on that information that they have.
But are we, okay. We just have 4 digits of the social, right? So they're able to pull it through that with their name and address. They've got enough information. Okay.
Yep. But that doesn't, you still have to help your members realize they still need to go in and put in all that other information and their spouse and dependents, because that doesn't replace all that more robust monitoring.
And, okay. And do you know what percentage of the people were completing that information previously?
It was kind of low. I know with even my members, maybe, like 10%. There are things you can do to up that.
So they were buying the service, right? And I thought it was like 15, but they were buying the service and then not activating the monitoring feature, which is crazy. And one of the benefits when you talk about increasing retention is when people start getting that report that says, hey, here's your report this month. These are things that automatically can start improving our residual income because retention goes up. At least if we've got that one person being monitored, 100, we go from 10 or 15% to 100%. That's a big deal.
And the app helped as well because they want to get those alerts coming in on their app and see their credit score. So just help them download that app, and then that will kind of trigger everything else, hopefully. So.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay. All right. Yes. No, it will not be. I don't believe. Okay. Get paid daily now with daily commissions. So we understand this part. I'm happy to answer any questions here, but there's our core comp plan. There's our commissions. This is where the residual income comes from. And this is what you should be building toward, right? This is the book of business that is going to pay you the legacy and residual income. But one of the challenges in our plan, honestly, is that just on this, right, on commissions alone, it's just hard to create the momentum that's necessary. It really is. I mean, people are motivated by cash. Even if it's not all about the money, when you start putting that cash on the table and they get that belief check, you know, you get a brand new person started and they go out, they make that, you help them. Now, you know, you get $360. It doesn't matter what level you are. I gave you the example in the briefing where I recruit Ryan. I get $360 because I helped Ryan qualify. Every person in this room gets that. I don't care what level you are. You recruit a new person, you're going to get $360. If you're sitting in this room and you're saying, hey, I want to go really make some money, go take your director position and figure out what it is to recruit three or four people in this commission structure. You're a director. You're at $190. The associate's at $60. That's a $130 override on a commission. You add all the commission money to the $360 in bonus money that we're about to talk about, it is a, I mean, you could not be in a better spot. If you're an executive director, it's ridiculous. This is going to create massive momentum in the business. So won't spend any time there. You know how our core comp plan works. No changes at all. All right? Get paid more with incentives. Okay, so the executive director bonus is $10,000 when somebody hits executive director 3 months in a row. The upline power team ED, which a power team ED is anybody who's actively executive director, has done that for more than 3 months, or 3 months or more, right? So if your ED, 3 months or more, anytime anybody on your team gets that $10,000 bonus with retention, you get a $5,000 matching bonus. Okay? It's 50 memberships in the right structure 3 months in a row. The senior associate to manager advance within 30 days. You get to manager, right? And you have 30 days from the date you hit senior associate to get to manager. You have 30 days. They pay you $360, right, for doing that. And $180 to the upline senior director. $180 for helping people on your team go manager. What does it take to be a manager? 3 recruits and 15 organizational sales. And guys, what I'm excited about this, if you usually are the person where your eyes roll in the back of your head during this part of the presentation, and some of you are that way. I mean, I got that way. Usually I can follow all this really well, but there were so many changes all the time. Like half the time I'm like, okay. And it just starts jumbling. This is permanent. That's what I want you to get out of today. Like, this is our permanent structure. They tested all this stuff. And that's to say there won't ever be a change, but this is what we've got in place. It's permanent. They put all the money aside. They had an increase to $24.95 to fund this. That was the point of the increase. Everybody following me? So manager, and we're going to talk a lot about this today in other pieces, so I need you to understand it. 3 recruits. I have to recruit. They can't be placed on my team. I recruit 3 people, right? And I have 15 organizational sales. Do any of those 3 people have to qualify for me to get to manager? No. I just need 3 recruits, and I need 15 organizational sales. Everybody following me? Okay. When I do that, I get $360, and the upline senior director gets $180 matching. This may be the most important one of all of them. When you fast start qualify, when you level up, you receive $180. I'm going to talk a lot about 3-in-1 because 6, some people will do the 6. I get it. But the easiest way is 3 memberships and a recruit. And this is all about a recruiting factory. Some of you on the group side may need to start looking and going, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to recruit a little bit, especially based on all the stuff we're talking about. I'm just telling you, right? And the company's focused on it. We don't have a challenge getting people to market our product, right? They join the business and they almost lean more towards the marketing of the product. But the reality is, if there's an NFL team that does not recruit for one single year, they have no new recruits, right? Where's that team going to end up in the league? there's just no way. There's rare exceptions in the history that if they don't fill some spots, you know, they lose people, people get injured. You got to fill spots. And if you don't have those, if you don't do any recruiting, it's you're done. In 2 years, they would kick you out of the NFL. Your team would be so bad. But you can't make it with just half of the good players on the field and the rest are scrubs. It doesn't work. In our business, in order to grow and reach these 2020 goals, we got to recruit. And so that's why they're putting so much towards it. And sometimes you got to be aware of, okay, is there a window here for me? Maybe I need to latch on to where they're throwing a lot of money. Okay? So, the $180 and the $360 that goes to that. Okay, so we need to stop here for a second. Do you have that board? Do we want to use it? Okay, perfect. Grab that, would you? I'm going to have, Ryan and I were talking about this last night. He actually took it one step farther than I had in my mind. And I want to use his example, right? And so he's just going to map this out, and we're going to talk about it while we go through it. And if you've got any comments here, dive in on it. But here's the deal. And I've got to jump ahead a little bit. There is a Jamaica trip that is coming up. And so I'm jumping ahead of the slides a little bit. But some of you are wrapping your mind around it and your arms around it. But I need you to really understand it. I went to this Jamaica trip, first of all, and it was off the hook. I mean, I went there, and there was a Hobie cat on the beach, and I got the kids, and I'm figuring, well, I'm going to rent this Hobie cat, and how much am I going to have to pay? And it may be different this year, I don't know. But I go to this beach, and there's this Hobie cat, and I go to the guy, and he's like, oh, no, it's part of your package. I mean, they cover your bags, your airfare, all your food. I mean, everything, all-inclusive, all your drinks, all of that stuff is paid for. And then I went and took the kids, and I grew up in the Panhandle, the Redneck Riviera of Florida. And so, you know, 20 years before, I knew how to sail a Hobie cat. I got about 300 yards out, and I couldn't remember how to turn around for a minute. My kids are like, dude, are you serious? We had an awesome trip, right? But there was a resort down the beach, and this place was incredible. There was a resort down the beach that the CEO, the chairman of the board at the time, Rip Mason, stayed at, because Rip always liked, you know, he always liked the Gucci lifestyle a little bit. And so he was down the beach a little bit, and I went down there, and he's a good friend, and I went down there and had dinner with him that night and went to his place at the resort he was at. And that place, I mean, as nice as our resort was, well, that's where we're going this year. That's where the trip is, right? As good as our resort was, that was a nicer resort. And this whole trip can be paid for. And one of the ways to get there, I'm not going to dive into all of them today. I'm going to dive into one that's a really big deal. You have 90 days, less than 90 days now. You have January, February, March to recruit 9 people. You recruit 9 people. You get 3 of them qualified. Right? What does it take to qualify? 3-1. 3 memberships, 1 recruit. You recruit 9. You get 3 of them qualified. You get 1 of them to go to manager. Just 1 of the 9. What is manager? It's 3 recruits and 15 organizational sales. Right? If I go out and recruit 3 people, right, can these 3 people that I'm working with, can we go recruit 3 or 4 people over 90 days as a whole team? And then as a whole team, can we do 15 total sales? 15 $25 memberships. Now, is that something every person in this room can do if you set your mind to? I've never seen a promotion that's as simple. In my estimation, I can tell you in my 9 years, I can't remember something that is as feasible as that to win what would cost you $4,000 to go on. I don't know what the company spends on it. Yes?
Does it matter, those 15 memberships, where it comes from?
No, not in that manager organization, right? So one person has to get to manager, and one person can do 15, or one person on their team can do 15. As long as they got 3 recruits, 15 sales. Good question. That's the kind of questions you got to ask. Don't expect, like, if you don't understand it, you got to think about this. Like, how am I going to make this happen? Right? How am I going to make it happen? And what kind of launch do you want to have? This is an incentive that every single person gets to participate in. And then we're going to map out this money. And I'm going to show you, in conjunction with Jamaica right now, how you can take these two numbers and put some real cash in your pocket. And then ultimately what you want to do is you want to take what we're sharing with you right now and you want to go grab some people on the team and sell it. You want to go to a few people and go, Kate, let's go to Jamaica, right? I want to take a trip with you and Ryan. There's a shot for us in the next 90 days to go get to Jamaica. I know we can do it. But you want to go to your team and show them. That's what leadership is. Leadership is getting people to do something they would not have done had you not been there. Right? That's what leadership is. If they do it all on their own, well, you're not leading. But we all need to improve our leadership skills. That's what the networking side of this business is about. So let's take these two in conjunction, hand in hand, not doing really any more than what we're already talking about, maybe one step further. So what Ryan has mapped out here is this is you, right? You map it out because I don't see you walk through it. You got a mic? Okay, I want Ryan to walk through this, and we'll talk about it together.
All right, so first off, acronyms, can I get a mic here, Jason?
First off, acronyms can drive people crazy. So I want you to know what we mean when we say LUQ stands for Level Up Qualification. So that means you got started, right? To LUQ, you got started, and you got your three memberships, and one of those members also became a recruit. They paid the $99. So they paid $99, they paid $99. We used to call these a pod. Create a pod and you get it done. You know, recruit, recruit, member, member. Right? So it's three memberships with one recruit. That's getting yourself LUQ'd. So if all you did was just do this part yourself, depending on the type of membership you're selling, if you market the one that Mr. Shaw showed, that's going to be a $360. You made $180 in commissions and a $180 bonus. I'm going to lowball this big time. I'm saying you're only making $200, and that's not even really possible, by the way. I just like underselling it and letting people be surprised they get paid a lot more.
$25 plan.
Yeah, sure. $25 plan. I mean, you're still well over $200. So you're getting paid $200 to $360 just for you getting this done, depending on what these memberships are. Does everybody follow that so far?
The bonus is $180. I mean, it's just a cash upfront bonus. So he's picking low numbers.
Yeah, and throwing in some commissions. We're not going to draw all the commissions out there because there could be some variables. But trust me, when you go through it, we're lowballing it big time. All right. So if all you did is you got this done, you got paid $200 to $360. You got that? All right. Now, if you recruit one person to get that done, you get a $360 bonus, plus you made overrides from what they do. So I'm just calling it $400. Keep the math easy. Fair enough? So just recruiting one person that Level Up qualifies, you're at $600. At least, probably
because
700.
You're going to mark. You've moved up in the comp plan from 60 to 120, but we're only going to call it a $25 sale. So you're going to get paid, let's just say, $60 on three memberships. That's 180, right? Or, sorry.
90.
And you're going to get, for helping that new person, I'm doing that wrong, sorry.
If you're marketing a $25 plan, and
back up, you told me last night, and then what, tell me, I help one person level up qualify. Oh, you're adding this plus.
Yeah, this plus that this. One person, you're at 600.
Okay, he's
plus.
Adding both of them. Okay, so he's saying, so first, let's just pick a number. Let's say 200.
Yeah, make it, yeah.
So it's 200. Really low number. That's guaranteed. You were getting a 180 bonus by yourself just for qualifying. So we're going to call that 200 because there's some commissions in there. Now, Ryan goes out. He's got his 200 bucks for what he did. Now he recruits Patrick. He recruits me, and he helps me level up, qualify. He's going to get $360, plus there's a difference in our position. You can guarantee that that's going to work itself out to at least $400 for him helping me. So now we're adding these two columns. We're adding 200. He's helped one person level up, qualify. We're at 600. Is everybody with me?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay. So we're at 600. Now,
do it one more time. Recruit a second person. Just do it again. So you help the other person. There's the one. They got a member, member, and a recruit. And with a member, now you're at $1,000. So two recruits is $1,000.
We're only calling this $400 for every person you help. Well, you got $360 in cash. There's no, We're not even counting real overrides. We're throwing $40 in the override. That's it. So I want you to understand now, you've leveled up. You helped one level up. You helped two level up. We're going to use an example of four people. You help four people level up over the next 90 days, which is one more than you need for Jamaica. It's four people. Now, there's a reason we're using four people.
Okay. So on your third one, you were at 1,000 with two. On your third one, you got another $400. You guys all follow that. You just did it again. The fourth one, the great thing that happens is you also hit manager. And manager has a $360 bonus. And so that puts you closer to $800 than it does $400. So now you hit $800 on that fourth person, even though you just did the same amount of work.
Because when you hit manager, you get $360.
And you got $360 for helping them level up. So you actually got two $360 bonuses plus overrides.
So here's what you really have to understand. You level up, help four people level up over 90 days. We are not taught, this is not a full-time kind of effort, okay? We're talking about over 90 days, right? Following some of the things we'll talk about today, no matter how you cut this, you can't get to less than $2,200. You can't cut it anyway to get to less than $2,200. Now, how many hours do you work in your current job or situation or whatever to generate $2,200? Thank you, Ryan. Right? Give him a hand. Hey, but he mapped out for me that one extra person, so you go to manager, right? That one extra person, and you got to help one of these people go to manager, understand, because that's what Jamaica requires. Nine recruits, three of them level up, and one goes to manager, right? So that's $2,200 cash in 90 days. If you're a brand new recruit doing this, if you're a director and you do this, I don't know what it is. You should sit there and map it out. And you should not map it out so you know how much you're going to make. You should map it out so you can show somebody what they can make. Right? You should understand the comp. I have never understood. Like, I get paid lots of money every month. I don't get it all. It doesn't matter. What I do need to understand is how I can sit down with somebody and show them how to move through this comp plan, how to achieve their dreams and goals, right? That's old Zig. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. You got to put your heart and soul in how can I help you do this. So I'm telling you guys how to do it, but I want you to understand the bigger picture is how are you going to help your team do this, and you go do it with them. You be the shining light. You be the example. Any questions? Yes. That's right. This is four of the nine. The other five don't do anything. Right? If they do a little bit, the 20, they may not qualify, but you're still getting paid on all that. In a weekend. I'm telling you, listen, you pick up the phone with a sense of urgency and go, hey, listen. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I got a chance to win this $4,000 trip to Jamaica. There's this company that's in this disruptive industry. They're blowing up the legal industry. They're doing the same thing Uber did, and they're doing it to the legal industry, and they're front-loading their comp plan. And there's a chance that you and I could both win this trip. It's ridiculously simple. You know, it may not interest you, but would you take a look at it? That's your invitation. Yeah, I'll say it again. I call my buddy up, right? I call up Chris, right? And Chris and I have been friends, and this is my approach, right? I don't make it hypey because the content is already hypey, right? I'm calling, Chris, we can go to Jamaica! You know, I mean, I don't need to sell them on it. I almost kind of take the approach of, hey, Chris, listen, there's something crazy going on. I need you to see it. I started working part-time with this company, $500 million company. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. It got bought by private equity. They're disrupting the legal industry. Same thing Uber did to the taxi industry. They're doing it in the legal space. And they're front-loading their commission pool. Same way Uber was paid all these people for taking rides all over the place. And in the next 90 days, there's a $4,000 trip on the table to Jamaica. And I'm telling you, man, it's so ridiculously simple. You know, I had to run it by you. I want you to take a look at it. If nothing else, you'll know what I'm doing. Would you mind? That is so much more appealing than I have this legal plan. Let me tell you about the network of attorneys. To some people, right? Now, I think we need to be students of human nature. You need to pay attention to who you're calling and what would resonate with them. You need to think about putting yourself in their shoes and going, okay, right? But if you invite them over on that premise, you show them the whole, they see the presentation, and then you literally mapped out Jamaica. Now, you got to be able to map it out, or you've got to get somebody involved that can map some of it out. But when somebody actually sees it, I would think their wheels start clicking. They go, man, this is not hard to do. And then Ryan's had people literally in a weekend go get the 9 recruits and have 3 level up in that same weekend. 4 level up in that same weekend. You guys with me? All right? You're throwing a party at your house. That's all. Right? Yes. Yeah, sure. If they own a membership and now they join the business, will they count? Yeah, absolutely. Unless they've been, say that again.
If somebody was an associate less than 5 years ago, they're not eligible for that first 60 bonus, but they can go get all the bonuses for
talking about. Yeah. Does everybody follow that? And listen, they're doing a very good job. This is a lot of information, a lot of changes. So when you call into corporate sometimes and you ask somebody a question, you got to realize that person sitting on the phone may have been working at Legal Shield for a month. And they're answering a question, and that's just life. I mean, that is called life. They don't know all the answers. And if I've heard it one time this year, I've heard somebody, but the person at corporate. And so now what has happened is corporate is prone to going, have you checked the FAQ? Right? They don't want to answer it because then we hold them accountable to something somebody said. The FAQ is detailing all this, and there are details. If somebody was an associate, you know, 3 years ago and they quit and didn't do anything and they signed back up, well, that is a scenario where that $360 bonus will not pay out. Right? They can't, like, have somebody join, quit, join, quit, join, quit, and then they paid out $1,000 in bonuses. That doesn't work. It's called gaming the system, right? And it's not always perfectly fair. It's not always perfectly right, but you got to be aware of it. Yes. It will qualify as a new associate. The bonus just won't pay because they didn't level up qualify in the window. But they do count as one of the 3. Yes. January 1. Yeah. So if you sign them up in December and they level up on January 10th, that doesn't count as this promotion. It has to be a new recruit in the month of January. Okay? Yes, ma'am. Then no. No. But what they can count, here's where it can count. You put them in the organization of the person you're getting to manager, and every membership they sell counts towards the 15. Right? There's a level of chess here that you're playing. Like, this is why you got to understand the comp plan. You treat it like a business. You just don't guess and hope and pray, right? You figure out some of this stuff and you say, okay, how can I, because no, it won't count as one of the 9, but I can make it count, right? Okay, yes. Did they join in January? No, it does not count. Everything I'm mapping out to you has to happen from January 1st on.
So they have to join
February or March. They got 90 days to become a manager. They join in January or they join in February. It doesn't matter. As long as they become a manager in that 90-day window. That, yeah, that's right. They're still paying you on that, keep in mind. So it counts in your bank account. But in terms of this promotion, you got a 90-day window. It's all encapsulated in this 90 days. Right? Everybody with me?
Hey, Patrick.
Yes.
Can I just say this? Usually alongside every promotion corporate has, they have flyers which have all the specifics on there just for your own sake. I encourage you to share those with your team because it's not, you can try and explain that to yourself.
LegalShield.com/2018 will answer everyone's questions.
LegalShield.com. Connect.LegalShield. So connect.LegalShield. Write this down. Connect.LegalShield.com/2018. Okay? Connect.LegalShield.com/2018. Okay, yes. Oh, that's a good point. Listen, two quick caveats. And they're on those sheets. That's what you got to understand. And there's nothing unusual there. You need to perform as club qualified, okay? And we'll talk about that right now. And second is you need to have the retention. So what you've got to think about when you're writing business and somebody comes to you and they've got some issue and they're basically telling you, because they don't know any better. They'll tell you if you pay attention. They'll tell you they're buying this for 1 month. I've got a guy on my team that was, his retention was about 72%, which isn't going to get the job done. And he was marketing too often a certain kind of lead that is prone to that activity. So he started selling anytime he thought it was sketchy, he just took a 1 year advance commission. Or he wouldn't sell it. And he found it was incredibly easy to sell a 1 year advance commission. It didn't even affect his production, but it gave him an out. He's like, I don't want to walk on this person. They need the membership. They need help, but I can't trust and I need to move my retention. And he's got his retention up in less than 60 days by 6 points, right? Because if you write a 1 year advance commission, there can be no retention issue, right? Because they're paid through the year. Does that make sense? Or it would be difficult. Okay, so now let's talk about sustain. All right, let's talk about sustain for a minute. Performance Club, there have been a lot of shifts in Performance Club, right? And I think we're in a good position right now. I want to walk you through it very quickly. Associates get paid at the 3rd, 6th, and 9th month milestones when they Performance Club qualify, okay? This lets them have an experience, a positive experience, get paid earlier in the process. All right? Associates should be paid when they produce. That's what it has been in the past. So what they get right now is new associates will now earn $100 each month they Performance Club qualify from months 3 to 11. Okay? And we have a lot of people that go out and Performance Club qualify. They didn't even know they qualified. They're just running for Jamaica. They joined the business. They leveled up. They automatically qualified. And they really didn't know it. We've got to educate them. You've got to explain to people, look, starting the 3rd month, you're going to get a $100 PCQ bonus starting the 3rd month, and you'll get it every month. Now, the retention, what's the number right now? 77%, which is that 3 or 4 points below company average? What? 3 points below. That's 3 points below company average, which gives you a little bit of cushion. And guys, I'm just telling you, you have to build this into your psyche. I meet people all the time. They're like, they've been getting their check all the time. And all of a sudden,
1 month, they don't get their $400 check. And I've seen them, like, you know, have a conniption. It's the nature of, you're going to have, you know, some 10-person group that cancels. It knocks you out of, big deal, get back on next month, right? It's a bonus. But the one way you can't get the bonus is you fall off every time you lose 1 month of check. It's 3 points below company average. Company average is not brilliant. Right? It already, by its nature, it's average. Is everybody following me? This is 3 points below average. It's going to happen. Right? At some point in your business, that's going to happen until the business becomes so big that it is company average all the time. My business is always 3 points above what's needed because it's company average. Is everybody following me? Okay. All right. So $100, boom, 3 months, they're getting that $100. Now, when an associate in your open line PC, oh, did I miss one? No. Okay. All right. And then that $100, I don't know if that shows somewhere, at 24 months, that $100 goes to $300. At 12 months, it goes to $300. At 24 months, it goes to $400. Okay? So that's a bonus. It's on top of level up quality. It's a bonus. Now we move on here. PCQ Factory. This is sustaining your business. When an associate in your open line PCQ qualifies, receives a check, you get paid. The system is going to go look for the first line, the first senior director in that lineage. The system's just going to go look for it. Whoever that first senior director is, every time somebody PCQ qualifies, you get $30 cash. You guys with me? This is awesome. Right. I mean, we all go through. I had some bumps in the road with all the changes. And I lost a bunch of people on Performance Club. And it frustrated me. Like, I'm like, man, because I worked so hard to get these people. Look, that's life. Get over it. My wife bought me a license plate of one of those little vanity plates. And it says Amor Fati. Right? Anybody know what Amor Fati is? You should look it up. It's super cool. But she started reading on it for one reason or another. And she's like, dude, this has been your life. This is your philosophy. And I read it and thought, well, it may be my philosophy that I can get better. Right? I was inspired by it. And Amor Fati is the love of fate. It was made popular by Friedrich Nietzsche and then the Stoics way before him, Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius. And it's a love of fate. It's the understanding that in every success in life, every success you will ever have, that failure is as intrinsic to that success is the rewards that come with it. Right? So why not embrace them both? Why not embrace the whole package? So I lost some of those folks on Performance Club. The changes hit them too fast. They weren't prepared, whatever. You know what? And I got a little frustrated with Performance Club. And then they come back with all of this. And I said, well, I'm just going to have to pull myself up by my bootstraps, grab these people, and resell the vision on what is possible here. Because this is pretty awesome. Yes?
Is that every month or just
when
they
qualify? Every month they qualify, you're going to get a $30 for upline bonus based on your team being on Performance Club. $45 goes to the executive director and $60 goes to the platinum. Well, I really don't have a choice. I'm going to start driving Performance Club again. And look, the $60, not because of the $60, but because they've created a stable and consistent program. Did we have to change it a bunch to figure out? Was it too abrupt? Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Amor Fati. Get over it. You know, love it. Like, there's a reason, and this is the reason. And the price was worth the price. Is everybody following me? Right? Yes. It rolls. Yeah, you get all of them, right? So if you're the executive director and there is no senior director.
I wasn't sure if there was an extra 15 per level or if they add up. I wasn't sure about that.
Well, I understood it's both, and it only makes sense to me that it's both, but check the FAQ. I could be wrong. If anybody knows unequivocally, or you can read it to me, you know it does. Okay. Which is the only way they've ever done it. So it just rolls up. So, you know, how hard are you going to work to help some people create some consistency? Now, what does it take to Performance Club qualify? So we all understand that. Is that on here? No. Listen, again, you can go read on it, but what it takes to Performance Club qualify is 180 Performance Club points. Now, should that be harder or easier? Let me ask you one question first. Do you believe that it's going to be more difficult to sell a $24.95 membership than a $19.95 membership? I think we all know, like, it, you know, whatever emphasis, it may, I mean, who knows? It may be easier. Jeff actually argued on one call that it could be easier, and he's right. We don't have any data. It could actually be easier. There are certain things in life, you know, you see three items on a store shelf, and one of them costs a little bit more, and it has a little different packaging. How many of us have ever been guilty of buying the more expensive one? Why? Right? Because you don't know what's in the package. You assume it's better quality. You assume, and there are people that think for $19.95, you can't be buying a good product. So maybe he's right. We don't know. But I do believe it isn't going to be any harder. But understand, when we say 180 points on Performance Club, a $25 membership generates 25 points. A $20 membership generates 20 points. It is arguable that it is actually easier to Performance Club qualify today than it was in December. Is everybody following me? If I recruit one person, how many points do I get towards the 180? I get 80 points. I market a membership for 25. Now we're at 105 points. That's one recruit, one person. I'm 105 points. I need 180 points. I need 75 more points. Okay? Now you can figure it out. I need three more $25 plans. I need one small business plan and a legal plan and ID. I mean, it's like it's super simple and then there's a tiny stretch is the way I look at it. Like anybody can go out and market two or three memberships a month and recruit somebody. And if you marketed three $25 plans and recruited one person, assuming it's not a reinstatement, you got to watch some of that. That's why you can't play around and do it at the very end of the month because you don't know what you'll be faced. We're allowed to stay a month ahead. Stay a month ahead. And that's what you got to train and teach in your organization. That's what they're incentivizing us to do is go create consistency in Performance Club. And it's the sustaining program. It's how you sustain your organization and create this passive residual flow of income. Everybody following me? All right. So enough time there. Any questions on that? Does that make sense? All right. Personal growth, fellowship, fun on Performance Club. The Performance Club incentive trips every year, there are four of them. We've talked about Jamaica in great detail, but there are four trips, and there are ways to win those trips. I mean, I was just you mentioned the Orlando trip. It really was. It was stupid. That trip, it was a quick trip, too, but I'm telling you, they closed off the park. They closed off an entire, like, city block of the park, and the only people that could come in were Legal Shield people, and for 2 hours, they had food and socializing, and then we all stopped, and they moved us to a bridge where they had, like, everybody started running into ride Spider-Man and the Hulk and all this at Universal Studios. And I couldn't help but laugh. There were, you know, a couple hundred of us, or I mean, was it 200, 300, 400? I don't know. It wasn't many. And we're all running on rides, and there's nobody else in the park. My boy rode the Hulk roller coaster 20 times. And every time he got to the roller coaster, there were more attendants working the ride than there were people in line. He rode the front seat every time. Now, that is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. Now, I don't know. I mean, they may never do that again, but they always seem to be like this. And there's, and I mean, they had all the superheroes at the party, the guys on stage. I mean, it was ridiculous. Right? And these are the kind of trips they're funding. All right? So, Jamaica, more ways to qualify. We talked about it. Be a platinum, newer power, Team ED, newer power, breaking. Oh, sorry. So, this is relevant, okay? You can there are a couple other ways to qualify. Be a platinum. Become a new Power Team ED. What is that? You, for the first time, you hit 3 months of executive director in a row and have retention. And you can pretty much put "and have retention" as a caveat on everything. Okay? Because that is where the long-term money comes from. And Legal Shield has extended. I mean, you know, what's crazy. Let me tell you something. And I think a lot of people won't always admit to this stuff, but if anybody tries to, you know, put on airs about, you know, our recruiting relative to back in the day, we used to do 1,000 recruits a month, every single month, right? My organization. Well, my organization now does between 100 and 200 recruits a month, right? That's what we're doing. I'm making more money than I've ever made in Legal Shield, and we're doing 15%. On average, about 15 to 20% of the recruits we used to do. Now, I get a little excited about this because I'm like, hey, we can create some momentum. Now, I think we've got to work hard as leaders to sustain it and advance it. Okay? But there's never been a better time to create momentum. I'm going to hold people's butt to the fire about this Jamaica thing. Like, by God, what are you here for? If you're not here to win a trip, and you can go, well, I don't care about trips. Dude, that's a loser's limp right there. It's not about the trip. It's about the example. It's about who you become in the process. It's about looking at somebody else in the eye and say, let's do something together. Right? Forget whatever. When I hear somebody say that, man, you got to go look. What are you here for? Don't be that person who goes, well, the trip's not a big deal. That's just you pulling up lame because you can't catch the guy in front of you. You don't want to be too close to him when he runs into the end zone. Right? And throws you the ball. Right? Run it out. Okay. Break a new Power Team ED. You break one. Right? Now, you got to be Power Team ED. But if you break one, that's another way to win. So you don't, if you're already there, if you say, hey, well, I've done it. Too bad. I don't get this trip. And somebody will say it. They'll be like, oh, I just hit it. That's not right. Dude, go break one. You got 12 ways to Sunday to make this thing happen. Yes. Actually, check the FAQ. I think on the power team, as long as you hit it, right? So you could have done it in December, and I believe December, January, and February will count for you. Okay? Verify that on the FAQ. The builders category, we've talked about 9 recruits, 3 level up qualifiers, and 1 gets the manager. Now, guys, now, how do you build the team? I mean, this is the leadership thing. Do you recruit 9 people, and then and I'm being extreme here, and do you wait to see what these 9 people are going to do? And then do you go, 9 losers? Like, nobody did anything. I think you got to own it, right? The reason this couple has done so well is they're taking personal responsibility. Now, can you make everybody get there? No, you can't. You can't make them all get there, but you can believe in them all. You can encourage them all. You can do what it takes to help them get there. If they come up one membership short and there's 3 days left, you can figure it out. Right? You can do what it takes to make sure that that person gets qualified. Is everybody following me? But you got to take responsibility for it. You can't expect them to do it. You got to treat them like they're a little baby. And nobody would go, "Ah, that little baby didn't feed itself. That little baby is so lazy." You just wouldn't do it. Right? And that's what That's how you have to treat. Don't treat them like a baby, but you get it? You got to look over them a little bit. You got to take ownership. You've got to believe more in them than they believe in themselves. I was severely dyslexic. Some of you heard the story. I failed the fourth grade, not once, but twice. It takes a unique talent to do that, a special set of skills, right? And so I fail the first time. I'm St. John's Elementary. I fail. I'm a little embarrassed, you know, not doing well. I convince my mom to let me move to Lynn Haven Elementary. I move to Lynn Haven, fail again, right? We figure out some of this dyslexia thing. I go to DePaul's summer program for dyslexic children, where I did the keynote for their fundraiser. Sister Ann Rita Mock just passed away last year. So it was the first event. So I go back and do this keynote a couple months ago. It was super emotional for me. Because, and probably every time, but I sat on the floor as a little kid and went to DePaul, and Sister sat 50 kids on the floor, and she said, "Look, you have a special gift." And she spun that thing, that learning disability, to the degree that I sat there and literally felt good about myself. She changed the story that I told myself about myself. Does everybody make sense? And if it weren't for her, I wouldn't be here today, because she shifted that story. You need to change not only your story. Every one of us need to change our story. I need to still change my story, right? Not that my story is bad. It's a pretty kind of elite caliber story, I think, today that I've told myself. But I can still make it better, can I? But I can still improve it. Every one of us can improve our story. And our job as leaders is to help other people improve their story. Now, that takes a skill set. You need to read books on it. You need to commit to that process. You need to go read How to Win Friends and Influence People. You need to say, well, what can I do to bring light into a room? So when I'm working with a group of people, they start to believe in me. It is not, I mean, sometimes we get confused. We think our job, to some degree, is just to sell the company. And then we step out of the way and they believe in the company. I've never seen a great leader who's built a large organization who didn't make it about that environment and the relationship between them and the people that they were working with. Does that make sense? So you've got to take this stuff and you've got to help people believe in that process. So, any questions on that? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, then let me ask you this. Can you take all of this, which I'm trying to repeat repeatedly, is instead of you looking at it as to what's in it for you, can you supersede all of this and start to serve other people and say, forget what, well, that's my point today. Is that, but the only way you can do that with others is you've got to understand it and show them how you can help them change their life and forget what's in it for you. But you can't do it if you can't map it out for them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is there a question or a problem in there? What's the... Okay, all right. Are you ready to do it? Give her a hand then.
All right.
That's awesome. So, producers category, 3,500 total. Now, this is on the group side of the business. 3,500 total premium points, 300 points required for new groups open. New groups count for 150 points. Now, look, I'm going to be brutal about this. I've already heard. Several of my group leaders have called me and said, man, that's twice is what it used to be. What's the deal? Well, the deal is that group producers have consumed these events. Like, every event I go to, like, 80% of the people are in group. Right? And the networker, the recruiter, has not been in attendance at these events. And this is what's called oversteering the ship. Okay? You're going to have runs and windows where sometimes it's better for some group than it is the other group. Does that make sense? Right? A lot of you as group producers have been on lots of trips, and there haven't been any networkers there. Now, maybe I shouldn't say this, and this wasn't in the dialogue they wanted us to communicate to you exactly. But this is my interpretation, right? It is double. It's going to be a lot harder. Okay. So why don't you go recruit 9 people who are AFLAC agents or whatever, right? Now, understand, they can't be on a GA agreement. I'll just throw that addendum in there. It's got to be on a normal agreement, but sign them up on a normal agreement and tell them why. Hey, it's $99. Just sign this. You could do it the other, blah, 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 but let's do it this way because you win a trip to Jamaica, right? I mean, just change it a little bit. Rewrite the story a bit. Go add some personal recruiting to it, right? Or just go get the 3,500 points. It's still a pretty good deal for a $4,000 trip. Yes. The point system is super simple. It's premium. So whatever dollar and you write in premium, so if 10 people buy a $25 membership, that's 250 points. Does that make sense? Right. So as a group producer, right, you would need to go out. It's 3,500 total premium points. Is that over the 3 months, right? What time frame? So over 3 months, so it comes out to about, you know, whatever, let's call it 1,200 points a month. 1,200 points a month, you know, you're writing $50 memberships, it's a number. If it's $25 memberships, it's a number, right? So I think it's almost about 50 memberships a month is what I think it comes out to for you to write in personal production, all right? Okay, I'm not going to get lost there, just... Okay, more ways to qualify, new people bringing in new people. Be one of the top 5 new associates to level up and have the most recruits in the month of January. Listen, that's awesome. It's way harder than 9 recruits because I'm telling you, being in the top 5 ain't going to be no joke. But there's another way. New associates between December 15th and January 21st, they're letting you know what that window is. All right, the executive director, Gala, March 15th, I would just tell you that I think it's going to be one of the most important conventions that we've had in recent years. It's going to be a big deal, and I think we're going to see a massive momentum going into that event. Question? Yes? No? I have no idea. Yeah, it's separate, but it's from the 15th to the 31st? Oh, that's what that was. So they announced that earlier to create some momentum at the end of the month. So they're just saying, basically, from the 15th to January 31st, be one of the top 5 associates at Level Up and have the most recruits in the month of January. So, you know, if you leveled up in that time frame, you know, you should go check out what there's probably a leaderboard, too. All right. So then there's the gala. Listen, guys, just don't. I slept on a floor with 7 people in a hotel room. I went to an event and didn't have a ticket to that event. I didn't know how to get to that event. I mean, I didn't know how to get into that event. I didn't have the money to buy the ticket. And I shared a hotel room with 7 people and I slept on a floor. Right. But I was committed to the business. I said, I'm going. Now, and you may not be committed yet, and I understand that. Then you don't go. But just understand, if you are committed, then go. If you've got a vision here that you want to fulfill, that national event is not an option. Okay? Whoops. Okay, and then the legacy business on the residual side of things, we've talked about it. And just be judicious. Think about this process. As you're recruiting people, you know, cash now, it can be easily misinterpreted for throw junk against the wall. Let me go get this bonus. And you have to guard against it. I have literally had people that I have called the company and said, I need them terminated. Because I know what they were doing was not ethical. But they were taking advantage of a promotion in a wrong way. And there are right ways and there are wrong ways. I mean, I'm selling you on this cash now, right? But you got to be careful about somebody that immediately takes it too far. You got to watch out for that, right? Does that make sense? And I'm talking about real unethical stuff. I'm not talking about like they got a little overzealous, right? But even that person, you got to slow them down a little bit and go, hey, here's what we need to do. You got to be careful, et cetera, et cetera. All right? So is that account? So what is our time? What's our total? What do you want me to? What time is it? Oh, that's the time. Okay. I thought that was a clock. All right. So I'm not going to spend a ton of time here. I'm going to ask you to go study this in 2018. I mentioned earlier that there are 60 months in 5 years, right? Pretty obvious. There are also 60 seconds in a minute, and they go just like this. I mean, it's quick. There are 12 months in this year. And if you'll treat them each with some respect, and you'll say, you know what? I'm going to reinvent myself a little bit. I'm going to look at this 10 core commitments in the solitude and quiet of my home, and I'm going to look through them, and I'm going to say, okay, am I really applying some of this stuff to my business? How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in each one of these categories? And I'd ask you to do it right now. Just let's fly through it real quick, but just write a number in a box. This is for nobody else but for you. Just to ask yourself, in all honesty, what kind of number are you going to get on a scale of 1 to 10? And then you're going to add those 10, and you're going to come up with an average, right? A user rating, if you will. And say, how am I performing in these areas? And what I want you to understand is, as I go through all 10 of these, done properly, you can do all of them in 7 to 10 hours a week. Our business is based on part-time people. This business is about getting a lot of people to do a little bit consistently over time, right? The 10 core commitments is built on that premise that you can do all of these on a very part-time basis. And I've seen shining examples of people that got to executive director in as little as 10 hours a week legitimately, and I mean it. But it's not the person that picks up the phone, calls their buddy Chris, and spends 15 minutes on the phone making an exposure. That's not the business. The business is, Chris, I'm excited about something. You got to take a look at it. I started part-time with this $500 million company that's expanding. I bought my private equity off the New York Stock Exchange. I can't promise you there's a fit at all, but very worst case scenario, I want you to know exactly what I'm doing. Would you be willing to do me a favor and take a look at something? That's the invitation of some variety. You can come up with your own, but that's the invitation. And getting really skilled at pick it up, talk it up, and hang it up. That is this business. We do not need you to be a salesperson. And there are lots of salespeople that will come into this business and think this is sales. It's not. Maybe if you want to be a group producer, maybe there's sales skills that, you know, that apply more directly. But on the networking side, Ryan and I were talking about, you know, there are people, if they're too good at closing, it's almost dangerous here, right? If you're too good at closing, because that moment that you're with a stud salesperson leaves the new recruit, and so does all the emotion that went with it, right? This is more of a numbers game and finding the people that are actually interested. Does that make sense? Okay, so So rate this. Just write the quick numbers. I'm going to go through it pretty quickly. You're going to start each day the right way, right? You're going to start with some personal affirmation statement. Now, that may be completely outside of your realm, but every one of us have a little voice in our head, and we tell ourselves things. And if you go, I don't believe in affirmation statements, yes, you do. I will argue that to you have a story you tell yourself, right? Every one of us have a story we tell ourselves. It may have been created by our parents, our environment, our friends, or whatever else, but there's a story we tell ourselves. I went to a Zig Ziglar event, and I read this affirmation, and Zig said you would change your life if you will confirm with emotional intensity to this affirmation or write your own affirmation, and he posted his up there, and his said, I, Zig Ziglar, am a person with integrity, with a good attitude and specific goals, and I have a high energy level, and I'm enthusiastic, and I take pride in my appearance and what I do, and I have a sense of humor, and lots of faith and wisdom and vision and empathy and courage to use my talents effectively. I have character, I'm knowledgeable and strong, I have a healthy self-image, a passion for what is right. Now, how do you think I remembered that over 20 years ago? I just heard it one time, and there it was. I stuck my name in there, and I started reading it to myself every single day. Right? And you can't read things like that and not be affected at your core. You can't. Right? So will you commit? It takes 30 seconds. You can't say, I don't have the time. You can't say it's too hard. I mean, what can you say? You start every day right. You write a list of goals. Every single day, you write down some things that you want to accomplish that day. And to me, you schedule it. You put the list together. You prioritize it. And you make sure you do the high payoff activities before you do the low payoff activities. Making your 5 phone calls to new recruits that take 2 or 3 minutes apiece, is that a higher priority or getting the laundry done? If you argue that getting the laundry done is a higher priority, then we got to talk about your philosophy, right? It'll get done. If you wear something, you know, it's not perfectly clean, you'll survive. But if you don't make the calls, it will stack up and you won't achieve the goal. So review and work your to-do list, okay? So I gave you a couple little things, but understand, they're not a big deal. Can you write a list every day? Can you prioritize and schedule your day? And can you read some affirmation every day? What do you give yourself? Scale 1 to 10. Number 2, stay connected. Do 2 to 5 exposures. I'm gonna actually go to the other. I'll just do it off these sheets. Okay. I think they drilled down. But stay connected. Watch corporate-sponsored shows. Listen to the team. And I'm not talking about every one of these. I mean stay connected. Do you have a team call? Be on that team call every week. Right? If your team call, if they completely don't resonate with you and you can't stand them, then find a team call. I think probably 40 or 50% of people on our team call aren't even part of my team. We don't care, whatever, right? I got lots of people that are doing really well, and they just don't like my team call, or they like somebody else's better, whatever. I'm going to support them in that effort. Love them where they're at. You know, you'll be amazed how all that stuff comes back around. But stay connected. That means different things to different people. The Monday morning show, I think it's pretty important. But if you've got a job on Monday morning, go listen to the recorded version. Give it, here's what I'd say, a 10 is that you give it while you're in the car, while you're doing other things, right? Don't sit down and just listen, right? Like, be smart about this time. But I'd say a 10 is giving an hour and a half a week of stuff that you're reading, studying, listening to, whatever it is, to stay connected and do it while you're doing some other stuff. Turn off the radio in the car. Figure out how to make your app work so you can listen to the Monday morning call on the drive to work. Is everybody with me? That's a 10, an hour and a half a week. We call it a 10. If you're at 30 minutes, give yourself a 3 or 4, okay? Do 2 to 5 exposures every single day. It's pretty simple. It's 2 to 5 exposures a day. What do you rate yourself if you're going to be honest about it? If you're not sure, just pull up your Prospect app, look at your number this month and last month, and give yourself a score. 2 exposures every day, 5 days a week, is 20 exposures a month. 20 people that actually engage in some way, right? Okay, so attend a weekly business briefing. Pretty simple. It's 52 weeks. What score do you give yourself? If you make 20 out of the year, let's give you a 5 or a 6, right? Or a 7. No, 6, right? I mean, it's less than half. It's 20 out of 52. This is all stuff. All of this you do in 10 hours a week. Can we agree? I mean, are you guys following me? Hour and a half week, stay connected while you're doing other stuff. So you can't even call that a real hour and a half because you were doing something else anyway. Right? Attend a weekly briefing, invest in yourself and your team. Complete the training courses in LMS. Encourage your new associates to complete Getting Started Right program. Read 10 pages of a good book. This is, you know, more than anything, it's 10 pages of a relevant book and a skill that you're trying to develop. 10 minutes of personal development, 15 minutes per day. What's your score? Attend every Super Saturday. Give yourself a hand for being here today. You know, a legal shield convention. Are you committed to the next one? Are you going to attend? And were you at the last one? You know, if you've been in the business a year, you should have been in a couple of them a year, right? Ideally, to be a 10. Maybe you're a 7 or an 8. You make the corporate big event every year, and you've been in the business 3 years, and you've been at 3 of them. Give yourself a 7 or an 8 for that. And you've been to no other events. That's still pretty good. 80% be just fine. Retain your members, which more than anything means you make some effort there. You're conscious of it. That's just an awareness one. Right? You don't have to do anything special. You just have to avoid not doing things that aren't special. Right? In the process, when you market a membership, who you market it to, etc. Number 9, find a workout partner and choose a mentor. You know, I have a harder time with that one because I was never the best workout partner. I was pretty clear, pretty disciplined. If you're that way and you're getting it all done, then you're fine, right? But if you're not getting it all done and you don't have a workout partner, then you should definitely grade yourself on it. Is that fair enough? And number 10, double your business 1 year from now, right? There are some accountability things. Everybody can double their business. Right? Unless you're already at, you know, a pretty big number, you can double this thing every year. Any questions on that? Did you actually, who gave themselves a score? Who actually did the exercise? Raise your hand high if you actually did the exercise. You know, just hold your hand up for one more minute. If you actually did the exercise, okay. All right. Listen, this is not a spectator sport. It's not a spectator sport. You're not a fan. I am not a celebrity, like, you know, singer. I promise you. Right? You're not here to watch some performance. This is for you. Right? Awareness is the first step. Awareness is the first step. What's your number? You can do it in 10 hours a week. All right? So this is just the list. Start the day, stay connected, do 5 to 10 exposures, attend the briefing, invest in yourself, attend the Super Saturday, attend Legal Shield conventions. Aren't these beautiful? Retain your members, find a workout partner, choose a mentor. Double your business 1 year from now. I know that Ryan did a great job talking about that mentor side of things. Find some people that you can connect with and you can work with and you can create some value there. All right? Keep rolling with it? Okay. All right. So we're going to go to a short break after this and then we're going to come back. So what? Oh, here. Yeah. Right here. So listen, here's what I'm going to close with is you guys have an event coming up. Right? That's what we're talking about. Yes. So, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I mean, Dave Hall is a good friend. Dave is a great guy, too. Dave is a successful business owner and does, I'll just be transparent about it, Dave does a bunch of stuff. I mean, I'm in my condo in Breckenridge day before yesterday, right? No. I get confused by it. Yesterday morning, I skied in Breckenridge with the kids for a few hours in the morning. And the night before, an info commercial comes up. And there's a guy talking about this whole mileage app and blah, blah, blah. And it's Dave Hall in this info commercial. This dude shows up in the strangest places, as we were talking about. And he's got his hand in more pots and more stuff than you can imagine, right? This is a guy who consistently, never really been the full-time Legal Shield guy. He's had stuff when he came into Legal Shield that he has maintained through Legal Shield. And this guy is a $200,000 ring earner, a brand new $200,000 ring earner. It's a part-time gig. Like, this is his part-time thing. Right? And I don't mean that as a, like, that's so cool. Now, do you think if he can get to 200 grand, he can get to platinum two, right? And I think he's on his way to this permanent platinum world club member. If he can do that, and he can do it all on a part-time basis, you talk about success compression. I'm interested in people who can do and get the same results. Right? Who do you want to learn from? You want to learn from somebody who has figured out, and probably, I'm guessing, 15 to 20 hours a week on average. There's probably been windows where he's in momentum, and he's more engaged, and he's less engaged. But I'll bet he averages 15 hours a week. Now, he can set you straight, and you can ask him when he's here at this event. But and he's right in your backyard, and it is really easy to take this guy for granted. It just is. But if he can take 15 hours a week and get to 200,000, and somebody else is taking 50 or 60 hours a week to get to 200,000, who do you want to learn from? Do you understand how much more productive, right? That dude has got it figured out. He is efficient, and he's got a servant's heart. He comes to Denver. He stays with us. He's hanging out at the house. Julie and I have a charity event and we didn't have plans around it. And Dave's like, hey, well, I'll take the kids tonight. I'm like, dude, you want to take our kids tonight? For real? Like, you don't want to, you got some work to do? Or he's like, no, man, I got it. Let me take care of the kids. And he was so insistent that I'm like, okay, Dave. And so Julie and I scoot out of there about like 3 o'clock or something. And Dave takes the kids to the movie, does all this. And I come home and, you know, I don't know what to expect. My kids are jacked out of their freaking minds. Like, dude, he's the coolest guy. I mean, he was just engaged. Like, I mean, full on, 100% engaged with the kids. And so you got this guy right in your backyard. And it's so easy to take him for granted. So here's the deal, okay? So there's a couple things that you can do. And based on everything today, you can wait until the event, which is what date? What's the date? 17th of February. So you can say, I'm going to pay $25 for my ticket on 17th of February. This is a collaborative effort, guys. This stuff didn't get paid for. That's the beauty of this business. We're all independent. We all pay for our own way. It's $25 at the door. Or during the month, you can buy the ticket for $20. Or you can turn around and say, I'm going to get it today, 2 tickets for $30. So the ticket costs you $15. Why would you buy an extra ticket? Why wouldn't you? I cannot even fathom why you're sitting here and go, I'm not going to have one person with me. Right? Get somebody with you. Now, if you buy 2 tickets, 3 events in a row, and you don't bring anybody 3 events in a row, you've got some reevaluation to do. But you've got to be naively optimistic a little bit. I've never met anybody, the most successful people in business, they make some mistakes. Right? But they throw themselves out there. Right? Now, if you really want to throw yourselves out there, you go get 5 tickets for $50. Those are $10 a ticket, right? You can share those tickets with your team. You can put some people in the room. Go grab 2 or 3 of you and go, hey, let's go in. Let's get these 50 tickets and let's each commit. Right? If there's 2 of us, let's commit to getting 3 people at the event. So make some commitment. And know, even if you ended up with 1 extra ticket, it funds this stuff. That's how events get paid for. It's a collaborative effort. It's not you blowing your money, right? I mean, we don't want you to do that. That's not the goal either. You also don't need to be buying tickets you're not going to use. But just keep the bigger picture in mind. Is everybody with me? So we can do that right now. Get your tickets for the next event. Dave's going to knock it out of the park. I know he will. Listen with different ears. It's going to be an incredible event. Anything else we need to do before we do that? So we'll take a quick 15 minute, and then I will tell you something cool. We talked about last night at dinner. We got a cool announcement that directly relates to an activity, right? This is all about activity. It's about traction that we can commit to, you can commit to as Utah, that is going to put you on track for for this 9 recruits. Because I think everybody should leave here today, most everybody should leave here saying, you know what, I'm going to go to Jamaica. I'm going to make that a goal, and I'm going to start immediately and early. And we've got a plan that we can all rally, hold each other accountable, and make that happen. Get your tickets now, 15 minutes. Thank you, guys.
Accomplished in 2017. I'm flat out jacked out of my mind about what's going to happen in the world of Legal Shield this year. So one last time, let's give it up for Mr. Shaw for the time that he took to be here with us. Now, really quickly, just to for the very end of this, I'm wrapping up at the end of what I've got to say today. We have to be out of here very, very quickly today, okay? So when we're done here, if everybody wouldn't mind just helping stack the chairs to the sides of the room, stacks of 8 chairs, so we can get that cleaned up. The rest of us will handle the tables and everything, but we've got to be out of here really quickly today, okay? Yes, pick up your trash. Please pick up your trash on the way out as well. So many great things happening. I mean, I look at the bonus money, you know, and everything that Mr. Shaw just talked about, and I think if that was here when I got started 13 and a half years ago, where would some of us be? And what could have happened, you know, as a result of that? So all of you that are here, especially if you're a guest coming here for the very first time today, you are in such a great position. And I love the fact that we are really beating the drum of We Are Legal Shield. You know, that's the drum that we're beating as a company all year long for 2018. I'm sure there's going to be even greater things coming down the line as we go further and further into the year. But We Are Legal Shield, and beating that drum as a company is awesome, you know, and I love that, you know, and it's going to help everybody gel and create momentum company-wide. But on more of a local level, we're thinking, why don't we beat the drum of We Are Utah Legal Shield for 2018? Because in a business like ours, you know, everybody, you know, all ships rise with the tide, so to speak. You know, the stronger we are as a unit, as a family, as a Utah Legal Shield family, the stronger, you know, the state is, and the better we're going to, the better we're going to shine throughout the year as a state. You know, we really want to put Utah on the map. I mean, we had a banner year in Utah last year, not just company-wide. I mean, we broke 3 platinum executive directors in the state, Ryan and Kate Burns, Deanne DeBell, Dave Hall, all platinum executive directors in the year. Closed out the year with 2 new ring earners, you know, Deanne DeBell with the $100,000 ring, Mr. Dave Hall with the $200,000 ring. And I know in 2018 we can knock those numbers out of the park. So as leadership, we were talking recently, and actually let me give you a quick time frame about what happened here. A few months ago, I'm just working on a project in the garage, and those that know me know that I like my music, and particularly I like my loud music. That's why I'm a little bit louder in front of the room than a lot of people. It's my music, right? And so this song comes on as I'm working in the garage, and I'm just, it's one of those things, everybody else ever have that one song, you just hear it, and it just starts moving you, you feel it, it's your jam, right? And so I hear this song, and, you know, I go back after I start hearing, you know, the lyrics and paying attention to it, and I start reading the lyrics, and I'm like, I say to myself, I say, Mike, because that's what I call myself when I talk to me, right? I say, Mike, this song, it has Legal Shield written all over it. And this was a couple of months ago, and we start talking, you know, before the end of the year as state leadership, we start talking about the next year. You know, as associates, you know, a lot of us start planning our 2018, you know, well before the end of 2017, start putting together goals and things like that. And so we had a breakfast. I came together with the rest of the state leadership, and I said, we should have a theme for 2018 in the state of Utah. We should have a theme that everybody can gel with. You know, we can just create massive momentum in the state of Utah. And so I played this song for him. I said, this should be our theme for 2018. And everybody loved it, you know, which I was excited about because I knew it was something we could run with and really have a ton of fun. So before I announce the the entire theme for the year and what we're going to carry on from this day forward. I want to share that song with you. We've got a music video, a little something we put together, you know, had a little bit of fun with. It's going to grow over time as well. But, you know, we've got the original song. We've got the lyrics so you can all follow along and just kind of see if it moves you the way it's moved the rest of us. Okay? So I'm going to get out of my way. We're going to play this, and I'll come back up for a couple more minutes, and we'll be done for the day. But quick warning, if you're on this these sides of the room by the speakers, be prepared, okay? It's about to get loud. Kill those lights. Maybe. There we go. Volume, sir. Okay, no volume. Bring the lights back up. That didn't work out the way I planned. Yeah, rewind that in my ear. It helps if I plug in the audio, right? No, no, it's a mic. It's a mic thing. I'm tired. Okay, now kill the lights. And let's do this.
Get on my back, no survivor laugh. They got me in the night. No surrender, no trigger fingers, girl. Living the days of night. Hey, 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 every day when I wake, I'm trying to get up and knocking me down.
Getting me up, getting me up.
Hey, 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 when I need to be safe, you're making me strong, you're making me dance. Shot like a rocket, I'm into the sky. Nothing can stop me tonight. I feel it, and it's the power.
So can we feel invincible in 2018?
Yeah.
I mean, that's us. We are Utah Legal Shield, and that's the theme that throughout the year. This is the verbiage. This is the language that we want to speak into our events and into all of our associates throughout the year of 2018. Okay? Are we selling these t-shirts? I will get to that in just a second. Do y'all notice the t-shirts? Stand up, my models. Okay, because yes, the t-shirts are a large part of it. Before I move any further forward, give it up for Mr. Ryan Race in the back of the room for putting together that video for us. And a little bit of recognition for Kevin Ruth and Stephanie Barrick. They are the ones that have made the t-shirts. And they've made some other promotional items as well. You know, if you choose to get them, you're more than welcome to. Really quick on the t-shirts, I'm going to step out of my way because Mr. Shaw has a piece that he's... Okay.
Listen, doing the thing you said you do long after the spirit you set it in has left you. Who's committed right now? What's happening? Take your Prospect by Legal Shield app. If you don't do it right this second, it's fine, but pull it out. Go in the top left-hand corner, hit menu, go down to group code and add LS Utah to the group code in the app before you leave today in the parking lot, wherever. Add LS Utah. When you do that, there is a We Are Invincible promotion contest. And that is, will you talk to 20 people this month as a minimum? What if we got this entire room all to say, no matter what, I'll talk to 20 people? Here's the deal on the shirts. The shirts are $20 a piece. If you will commit this month to putting 20 people in, and we're holding you at your word, and you're going to post that screenshot on Facebook for Utah and everything else, if you'll commit to it, you get the shirts for $10. All you got to do is commit. Say, I will talk to 20 people this month, and that wraps all this up with a bow. Are you committed to the stuff we talked about? Are you committed to Jamaica, committed to Utah, committed to doing your part?
Oh, yeah. That's the end. And thank you so much, Mr. Shaw, for, you know, working that into Prospect by Legal Shield for us. I mean, that was awesome. That was literally done in a handful of minutes at the dinner table last night. We put that together for all of you. So give it up for Mr. Shaw for doing that. Now, one last thing about the t-shirts, you know, because we want, again, to speak this into existence in the marketplace. The t-shirts, you know, if you choose to get one, we want to see these guys under your jackets at every level up university training. You know, okay, every level up university. At briefings and Super Saturdays, we want to kind of, you know, keep it on the professional side. So let's not change our dress code, you know, other than right now. With the t-shirts. But Level Up Universities, we want everybody in their t-shirts and showing that pride, especially for the new associates so they can come on board with what we're trying to do here. The t-shirts, you know, they're designed a certain way. Of course, we've got the We Are Legal Shield on the front of all the t-shirts. We Are Utah Legal Shield. Would someone stand up and show a clear view of the back of the t-shirts? We Are the Invincible Ones. That's our team jersey for 2018. So that's the purpose of that. Now, on the sleeves of the gray t-shirts, you will also notice there is a American flag. Okay, the vision of Legal Shield is to provide equal access to what? The liberty, equality, and opportunity and justice that every human being deserves and expects. Now, the flag, you know, is a reference, you know, in honor to our military servicemen and women. This isn't a political statement or anything, but this is just to honor the people that have fought and sacrificed so we can be here today and have the Legal Shield opportunity that we do in the world today, okay? But to play off of that, if you notice, the American flag is actually backwards on the sleeve. Anybody know why the American flag is backwards on a military uniform? That's right. Flag bearers in the Revolutionary War, they had a flag bearer, somebody holding that flag as they ran into battle, and it was always waving behind them as they ran. So that's why it's actually facing backwards on our sleeves, too, in honor of our military, but also in honor of your fight. What are you fighting for with Legal Shield? What's your why? What is it that you're running towards? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to defeat in your life? Is it poverty? Is it simply, you know, getting your kids in a better school, driving a better car, retiring your parents? What's your fight this year? Every time you look at that sleeve and that flag, just think of that. You know, remember our servicemen and women. Remember what your fight is for. T-shirts are available right now. We will see you all next month at the next Super Saturday.